Today we have two readings. The most beautiful one from the book of Daniel, in which we see that the enemies of Daniel convinced the king to condemn him to death. And so he was placed in the midst of seven lions, and they were usually fed several carcasses of animals and some live animals because of the hunt. The hunt is very important in the way people behave and the way life is. And so the lions did not eat for several days, and they were very, very hungry. Well, Daniel was placed in their midst, and the lions did not touch him. And so finally, God, through someone or other, maybe Habakkuk, let the king know, and he came, and he saw Daniel, walking in the midst of the hungry lions, and they would not touch him. And so it is the same thing with our Lord. Our Lord died because he wanted to die for our salvation. Daniel did not die. It wasn't his choice, but it was because God did not allow him to die, but saved him for our sakes, so he could write his beautiful book, one of the most beautiful books of the Old Testament, in which we see the power and the miracles of God. Our Lord, on the other hand, is in the temple, and everybody is wondering, why is he coming out openly? They want to kill him. Of course, our Lord knew, it doesn't matter who wanted to kill him, they could not touch him until it was time. When he wanted it, he would allow them to touch him, to torture him, and to kill him, which they would horrendously. So our Lord openly walks around the temple and preaches and teaches, and everyone is even more amazed. And the people wonder, perhaps the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin are beginning to believe in him, because they don't touch him. And that wasn't the case. They had no power. They could not touch him, even though they wanted to. And so it is. And so today, we slowly but surely prepare for the wondrous, sorrowful, and glorious passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to reread these words and learn from them, meditate them, and come to know the realities of our salvation as we prepare to receive them, especially beginning with Sunday, and then, of course, the sacred Triduum next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.